This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The Boston Police Department will officially begin phasing in a police body camera program. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh announced that today, that the city will purchase up to 400 new body cameras, though he didn't say which officers would wear them or when. The news comes as the city also released a long-awaited final report on its body cam pilot program. So joining us now with more is the Boston Globe's Milton Valencia. Milt, it's good to talk with you.
Likewise.
So first of all, tell us a little bit more about this announcement today that there will be up to 400 new cameras worn by Boston police officers. What more do we know?
So the news is that the social factors that were studied in this year-long study really concluded that there was nothing negative with the body camera program. If anything, it was positive. The big numbers came out earlier in the year that we know that, you know, use of force complaints were down and reported allegations of force were down as well. But the study also looked at the social factors. Were officers working less? Were they making more arrests? Were the type of people, the backgrounds of people, the ages of people, were they different between the officers who wore cameras and did not? And those social factors did not change at all, which supports the overall effort of the program and what the supporters were saying all along.
Yeah. So according to a City of Boston press release, Dr. Anthony Braga, who was one of the authors of this final report, says, just to reiterate what you were saying, Milt, he said, for example, the presence of the cameras seemed to de-escalate the potential for confrontations between police and citizens. That's from the City of Boston press release. But as you and we have swum further into the final report itself, there's some nuances here, right? Because the report itself says that, quote, while there is some promising evidence that body-worn cameras de-escalate confrontation and aggression in police-citizen encounters, not all evaluations support this position. It then quotes findings from London, findings from Washington, D.C., but goes on to say that really the key thing is that there's a major drop, some 37% drop, when in police aggression in citizen encounters, when officers are required to alert or inform citizens that they're being recorded by a body cam. So I guess the question is, that was part of the Boston pilot program. Are aspects like that going to continue on as the body cams spread out throughout the police department?
I think this is something they're going to continue to look at, and this was a big criticism or concern, I would rather say, of Commissioner Evans all along. He said, look, guys, in theory, the body cameras work, but if we're going to do this, we're going to be spending a lot of money. Let's look at it, and let's look at what the statistics show. And that big number that everyone wants to look at is, is excessive force down? Are the complaints down? And it's small in Boston, but it doesn't always measure out that way. And one of the things Commissioner Evans was pointing out was that in Las Vegas, the number of arrests went up because officers would be less willing to talk and kind of use their discretion with civilians that they were dealing with because they knew it, they were being recorded. They didn't want to get into the discretion, get into the conversation with people at all. They just wanted to follow what they thought the protocol should be. So in many ways, it backfired. And that was a big concern of Commissioner Evans, which is why he wanted the study. He recognized it took longer than some supporters would have wanted, but he said this is why we did the study. I talked to him today, and he said at the end of the day, even the small numbers in Boston do support the idea of bringing it to Boston in general.
Interesting. And so I guess there will be ongoing questions of implementation, right? Exactly what the final policy is going to be and how they're going to implement it. Now, folks will realize that when the pilot program was first launched last year, Commissioner Evans received a lot of pushback from police unions, even for the pilot program itself. So have you been able to hear from those unions today? What have they been saying?
We're still working on talking to them, but overall, the consensus among them has improved. We haven't seen an official union stance from them. This is something that they're negotiating, so I'm sure they're having the conversation with the Walsh administration. But we do know, in general, as they've seen these cameras come out and support what they were doing as well, I think the officers have been more open to it. They saw some of their supervisors wearing it, the cameras. We wrote a story earlier in this year in which the ACLU was saying, look, these cameras are now for the first time being used in court records, and they are, in some cases, actually justifying what officers are doing and supporting district attorney prosecutions. So once the officers started to see that, they started to be more open to it. And Commissioner Evans, you know, pointing out that negotiations still have to take place, said he seemed to see universal support from his officers.
And to your point, the mayor's office has this announcement today saying that they're engaging in conversations with the police unions.
I think police union conversations are a lot different than union support in general. It's contract negotiations that get into the thin line here.
And finally, Milt, the cost for full implementation here for these 400 cameras, do we know that?
Yeah, well, $2 million to begin with, and that's the four cameras. That's the startup cost. After that, we're looking at $8.5 million to bring this out citywide over the next 3 years. And then even after that, you need someone to kind of sit there and staff the cameras and edit the cameras and review them as well, transfer them over to prosecutors. That's going to be another $3.3 million a year long term. So that's one of the concerns Commissioner Evans was looking at, was how much is this going to cost? We all like the idea of it, but is it worth it? At the end of the day, he's thinking it is.
Yeah. And so just to be clear, we don't yet know when all this is going to roll out.
We don't. And one thing that needs to be clear as well is some of the community advocates who have pushed for this, they were very involved in the policy program to begin with to decide where these cameras were being used. And what they don't want is just selective use of the cameras in certain neighborhoods. If anything, Council President Andrea Campbell said today, let's put them in the areas where there seems to be the highest rates of allegations of police conduct or concerns of police conduct or reports of excessive force. Let's start there, but let's not blindly put them into certain neighborhoods just because. Let's kind of really think about this. Let's have some community input and make this a wise approach.
Well, that's the Boston Globe's Milton Valencia. Milt, thanks so much.
Thank you.